tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, pop culture, political items, whatever you might have. We'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your items might end for in an auction at this current time. Items can fluctuate from day to day, week to week, especially on some of the newer stuff. But we'll try to give you an idea of what we think the item might sell for. The phone number here is 312-332-3776, and we're giving away this week a box of 2013 Panini Prism Perennial Draft Picks. Baseball.
That's say a that tongue 10 more twister. Times.
Panini Prism Perennial. Okay, never mind.
Couldn't even do it twice.
It does have Jose Abreu autographs in there, the White Sox, hopefully slugger from Cuba. And Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. You guys had your auction end on the 13th of February, your February auction. Look, you got some great prices. The card that stands out to me, the Cal Ripken 1980 Charlotte card, graded an 8, went for over $22,000 if you include the buyer's premium.
Yeah, I don't know that anyone has sold for more than that so far.
Man, that's incredible. $22,000 for a Ripken 1980 Charlotte card. I guess.
Yeah, there was quite a battle for that at the very end there.
Whoa, man. You said you thought it wasn't done when we were talking about it being at, what was it, like 7,000 last week? But, man, breaking the 20 grand barrier or something. And the Gehrig ball went for over 27,000 also. The Lou Gehrig signed ball.
Yeah.
That did really well. The Shoeless Joe Jackson, Draper and Maynard went over 5 grand. So you had some really good prices at Huggins and Scott. .com. I bet. How late did it go, Bill? Was it an all nighter, or did it end pretty early?
Oh, we usually end between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Okay, so not so bad.
Yeah, we have a pool at the office. The guys who are there, everybody picks what item they think is going to be the last item to keep us up all night.
I was curious, Bob. That Baltimore Colts jumbo bobblehead doll, that went for $10,000. Was there a story behind that it went for $10,000, or? Is it just a rare bobblehead doll?
Well, those are very rare. The story behind those, and I'm not 100% sure on its accuracy, is that those were promotional dolls for the little ones that you see everywhere. And that these were given out or supposedly displayed at airports.
Interesting.
And you would see the big one in the middle with a whole bunch of little ones around it that you could buy. And I think they're originally the little ones sold for $1.99 or something like that.
Did that come with an original box?
Never seen an original box.
Yeah, I wonder what that looks like.
Oh, we had years ago when I had a Redskin one, and we took it around a couple of shows. We had to literally make a coffin for this thing to carry it around.
So you're going to be at the Sun-Times show in Rosemont in March, correct, Bill?
Yes, I think that's March 21, 22, 23.
Okay, very good. We're working on getting you some signs for your table there so people will know you're the guy that's on the radio show here every Sunday morning. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of 2013 Panini Prism Perennial Draft Picks Baseball to one caller. It's baseball season. It's good to see in the paper pictures of, at least they're warming up. The games haven't started yet, but you know, we're almost over the hump here now with this winter from not one of our favorite winters.
Down south a little bit, you know.
A lot of talk in the news lately about Mount Rushmore of basketball, whether LeBron would be on it, and it got us talking at T-Crown. You know, you could do a Mount Rushmore for just about anything. It's actually kind of fun to where you think about it. Like, I could start off the Mount Rushmore of dorkiness. I could be on there. You could probably be pretty easy to find three guys to go on there with. But I'm thinking it's hard to say who you would have on the Mount Rushmore of the NBA all time. I'm thinking you got to have Jordan. You got to start off with that. I'm thinking just because of their effect on the NBA, how they took it, they kind of brought it out of the doldrums. I'd have both Magic and Bird on there. And then, to me, the toss-up is Bill Russell or Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain, to me, was the better player. Bill Russell played with the better players and played Wilt pretty well, defended him pretty well, well enough that they could keep winning. And I think just because of all the titles, I'd have to put Russell on there. And then LeBron, you know, if he wins a couple more titles, he might be able to bump Larry Bird off of there. If you can, you know, he's really had quite the career so far. He's already been in the league 10 years now. That's pretty amazing. Okay, we got some calls. The Riverview guy's leading it off today. What do you have there, Riverview guy?
Hey, wipe your troubles away, guys. Good night. How you doing? I used to work out there for a couple seasons.
Really?
I was a dart and balloon kid on the main midway. So
very cool.
Every time the fireball went through the tunnel was behind our stand, it shook like an earthquake. And I apologized to all the people I threw the water balloons on in the fireball. Anyway, I've got a Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass, the original band's autographs, all of them.
The entire Herb Alpert band, I don't think that's going to be all that much, to be honest with you. I think you might be able to the entire band break 100, but unless there's something to that I don't know about, they were big for a time, probably in the 60s, but I don't think there's probably all that much collectible value. Derek from Cary is on the line. What do you have there, Derek?
How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. All right, I have a Michael Jordan jersey, Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, B.J. Armstrong, and Steve Kerr autographed jerseys. They're not game jerseys. They're not official jerseys. They're like they, you know, you just buy them at the store.
So they're like separate jerseys. They're not all signed on one jersey.
They're all separate. They're all home jerseys.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I would try to get every single Bulls jersey then if you can from, you know, the championship year that they're all on.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great collectible. Jordans usually sell for, well, if they're Upper Deck authenticated, over a grand, and then the other guys, Pippen's probably maybe in the 300 range, and then they all go down from there. But great collection, and, you know, there might be a couple of guys in that group that would be really tough to get that you don't see signed jerseys of, but that would be a neat collection if you could get them all. If you could, Bill, if you had 12 Bulls jerseys, all single signed jerseys from one championship Bulls team, you think that would be a neat lot together?
Oh, gosh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly have never gotten anything like that before. And,
I wish I would have.
Right, though. The Jordan, the Pippen, the Rodman, those are probably the easiest ones to find that 12th guy.
Really?
On the team, that may be your quest, really.
To even get the jersey of the guy, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's a good challenge for you, Derek, something to work on. Next on the line, we have Dwayne from Aurora. Tell us what you have there, Dwayne.
Tom, I was in the other day, and I brought the St. Louis Cardinal team ball.
Okay, Dwayne, yes. Now, okay, this, what I've figured, I don't know if you came to the same conclusion. I put this on my picture of this baseball on my Twitter ID. It's T-Crown Tom, if you want to check it out. I put a picture of one of the neat sides of the ball. It's got the Maris signature, the Curt Flood signature, big, bold signatures. And the reason I came up with it being a 1968 ball and you can see him on this little panel here. Mel Nelson is on this one.
Also, yeah. Wayne Granger, and that was his first year in the majors.
Yeah, so 68, it's a 68 ball. Nice signatures. One side of that ball was yellowed pretty badly, if I remember right, Dwayne?
Yeah. And the light too much.
Yeah, and I'm thinking probably in the $700 to $1,000 range, but what are you thinking on that, Bill?
Well, I think you're right. Yeah, $800 to $1,200, somewhere in that range, especially if, as a matter of, if there's no clubhouse signatures and if it's got, 20-plus signatures on a official National League ball and all the key signatures are there, sure, that's a great idea.
Now,
five Hall of Famers.
Yeah, and plus Curt Flood and Roger Maris, who aren't Hall of Famers, but they're valuable signatures. That was
probably the two most valuable.
Okay, I don't know about Tim McCarver for all the people who are tired of listening to him. But he's pretty valuable too. I guess he adds value to it. He's a well-known name from that team. Yeah, that's a neat ball. Now, Bill, if somebody has a team-signed ball like that and they want to put it in a Huggins and Scott auction, you can get it authenticated like by JSA and get a pretty good deal from them for the customer on that?
Yes, we work with JSA as far as them authenticating items for our consigners, and there is a little bit of a discount that we can get to them. It's sort of a caveat that if the item, though, does authenticate, it has to go in our auction. I can't just give it back to the person.
Yeah.
So that's something that we provide for our consigners while working with JSA on that. They're nice enough to do that for us.
Yeah, that's a neat item, Dwayne.
I also showed you the White Sox team ball, and I found out that was 1961.
61, yeah, that one, it wasn't really great condition. That's probably still in the $100 to $200 range, because mainly having Nelson Fox on there helps it quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah, very good, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Next on the line, we have, let's see who's been waiting the longest. Mike from Hammond is on the line. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Morning.
Good. You know what? I won a 1975 autograph Notre Dame football, and the problem that I had it forever tucked away, and it seems like the autographs are fading. Is there any way to restore it?
You really can't restore autographs. It just kind of happens. Who's some of the bigger names on that ball?
Oh, you got Montana, everybody.
Yeah, Montana's, that's good from him on there. Nothing you can do for faded signatures, right, Bill?
I've never been able to figure out something. I mean, I've had some of our photographers who've been able to enhance the signatures in the photo, but that doesn't do any good when I go to sell the item.
If it's faded, there's really, you see people try to write over it. That's a horrible move. That really kills the value of it. There's really, if it's something that you're thinking of selling, there's really nothing you can do about the signatures. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your comments, your questions about the value of your items, and we'll try to give you our best estimate of what your items might sell for in an auction. We're on from every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Steve from Twin Lakes is on the line. What do you have there, Steve?
How you doing? I got a 1960 Topps Carly Yastrzemski rookie card autographed, and it's graded 9.5, and it's JSA certified.
Okay, now, is that the card is a 9.5 or the signature is a 9.5?
No, the card is a 9.5.
Whoa, you're kidding.
No.
That's big money, a 60 Topps Gem Mint with a signature? Bill, what do you have even an estimate?
Well, are you sure it's the card that's graded? Because
I'm sure it's the card.
Did they give a grade to the autograph also?
Yeah, the autograph is also a 9.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if that really is the card that grade, that's a big money card. I don't even think you could put an estimate on the value of that. That would be huge if it really is card. I'm skeptical. If you could send a photo, my Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. if you follow me on there or just send a photo to at @TCrownTom, I'd like to see a photo of that card, Steve. And then, you know, we could try to see what we could find on it. You'd have to then look up the best Yastrzemski rookie you've ever found and try to estimate that. That would be incredible. As an auction item, that would be unbelievable.
If everything he's saying is accurate, where do you value that card? I mean, is that $5,000 plus?
That's thousands and thousands and thousands.
But I've never seen JSA or any of these guys grade a card that's been written on. They don't grade the card, they grade the autograph.
Yeah, well, I know PSA did. PSA used to be able to, they would grade the card and then the autograph separately, but you're right, with, I haven't seen that from that. So I'm betting that it isn't the card grade. I'm betting it's just the autograph grade, and he
which
made...
Which is still nothing wrong with that.
No, especially if the card is nice. Yeah. Okay, it's time for a short break now, everybody. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. You can call in with a question about the value of your item, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what your item might go for. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your calls about the questions you might have about a collectible. It could be sports, pop culture, whatever you have, political buttons. If you have something you think you have that's valuable and you want us to give us an opinion, give us a call at 312-332-376, and we'll give you an estimate, and you'll get in a drawing for a box of 2013 Panini Prism Perennial Draft Picks Baseball.
I'm impressed. That was very good, Tom.
Especially at 7 in the morning on a Sunday after driving in on icy roads. Yes. Actually, the roads weren't that bad.
We're getting better each week.
Yeah. And we, like I said, we're seeing the spring training pictures in the paper, so spring is almost here, everybody.
You know, I got to tell you, as a Cub fan as I am, I'm really looking forward to the White Sox spring training. I want to see Jose Abreu hit a couple balls.
I do, too.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I hate to say it, but I am.
I do, too. And you know what? I'm actually looking forward to seeing some of the – I want to see Chris Bryant and Almora for the Cubs. Cubs do have some good young talent. You never know whether these guys will hit major league pitching, but both teams have some good young talent that should at least make it more interesting. Last year was one of the duller all-time Chicago baseball seasons. It was really bad.
Hope springs eternal, or spring hope brings hope, or whatever that saying is anyway.
And, Bill, you've got the Washington. You've got Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg always to watch. Is that, are you a Washington fan or an Orioles fan, or are you not really a baseballs fan?
Oh, we're both, actually. I grew up an Orioles fan because shortly after, in 1971, the Senators left. So
yeah, right.
It was become an Oriole fan or become a Cub or White Sox fan, so I went with Orioles.
Hey, watch it. Watch it now. Well, the Orioles were good then, too.
I mean, yeah.
They were really good.
Yeah. But the Nationals are really our home team. I mean, we're... Our offices and everything are literally the driver 3 wood from the D.C. line, so we do a lot more of Nationals business than we do Orioles.
You guys got pounded this week with that four-letter word snow also, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It's looking at it here. It's still piled up.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We're supposed to warm up this week, so we're looking up to it. Now, in addition to calling at 312-332-3776, you can tweet me an item during the week. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom, and if we use it in the on the show, you will get in the drawing. And I got a tweet this week from Jason from Twitter, who sent me a picture of an Upper Deck Lineage Michael Jordan autographed card from 2008-09. That's actually... Looking it up, Beckett has only graded 2 of those, I think. His looks like it's in really good shape. I haven't seen any on eBay. I'm projecting probably $300 to $500 for that autographed card. But But I think what Jason should probably do is look it over real closely, corners, edges, surface, centering. And if the signature looks good, you might want to get that graded by BGS, and then you have it preserved. And if you ever do want to sell it, that could do really well in an auction. It's a nice-looking autograph card in really good shape, and you can see that. That's another item you can see on my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID. So during the week, if you don't like to call in or you don't have time to call in, whatever, if you want to send me something there, you still can get in the drawing if you send me an item. And meanwhile, we've got a lot of people waiting here. Dennis from Northbrook is on the line. Tell us what you have, Dennis.
Hi. I just have a bunch of stuff from the Game 5 of the 56 World Series ticket stub and World Series programs from the Yankees and Dodgers. And
was that the year that Brooklyn actually won the World Series, or was that 55?
No, 55 is the year that they won it.
Yeah.
Game 5 is Larson's perfect game in the 56 World Series.
Oh, and you have that game's stuff.
Right, yeah. Right.
Ooh, that's cool. What do you think on that, Bill?
Oh, we've done quite well with those. The program and ticket from those, you know, the combo of those sells for $500 to $1,000 or more, depending on condition and all.
Ah, very nice. You thinking of auctioning those, Dennis?
Well, I don't know what you call it, montage or anything, something like that, with near mint cards of Vera and Larson and Magley, and there's a bunch of stuff together, not just
all in one
just
display.
The ticket stub or the programs. There's a whole pile. The movie, a book, you know, signed balls, you know,
okay.
20 different items all together.
So now, what would you do with that in the auction? Would you do it all as one lot, Bill, or would you break it out, or how would you
do
that?
Well, I kind of need to see what it is Dennis has there as far as the items, but I mean, if they all do marry up together, you don't want to split up the pie if it's all a nice conglomeration and has, you know, great symmetry to it and certainly tells a story.
It also has like a statue that the Danbury Mint put out with Bear and Larson, you know, the whole pile of stuff.
Well, Dennis, if you're thinking of talking to Bill about selling it in a Huggins and Scott auction, their number is 866-46. Okay.
Just a minute.
It's
okay. Go ahead.
866-462-2273. Ask for Bill Huggins and call him during the week, and Bill will help you out with it.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, be happy to, Dennis. Thank you.
Okay, next on the line we have Keith from the West Side. What's new there, Keith?
Yes, hi. I was on the road and I caught your station here. And it's funny, I have the Bulls' first championship and the third, not the actual ball, but I have the autograph of the whole team for both. And I also have, I don't know what year, a Larry Bird autograph basketball.
Okay, that's nice stuff. Yeah, the Bird's in, I think, maybe in the $300 range for a Bird signed ball. And the Bulls championship ball should be over a grand if you have everybody. Do you have Phil Jackson on those balls?
I have every signature. I got the first and the third.
Okay, Phil Jackson also, not just the players?
I have all the players and Phil Jackson on the first.
Okay.
And I have the same thing, I think, on the third. I'm not for sure if Phil's on the third.
Yeah. Well, make sure you don't get anybody but the championship year guys, but if you can get Phil on a ball, if you don't have him, that's good. And I don't know, I would think those could maybe get to $2,000, you know, in an auction. You just never know how it goes. Have you run the first ball auction, an auction on a basketball, Bill, recently?
I'd have to look that up, but I know we've had several different of the Bulls championship balls on over the years, and they always do very well. There's a gigantic following.
I'd actually like to have one of those myself. You know, when you think about it, I collect basketball autographs. I've got all the. Oh, that's another thing we were talking about.
Your top 50, right?
Yeah, at T-Crown.
I knew this was coming.
Okay, it was the discussion we were having at Triple Crown this week was, okay, I've got 49 of the top 50. All-time NBA signatures that were announced in, I think it was 1998, for the first 50 years of the NBA. And the debate was, okay, well, guys like LeBron, if they do this again, guys like LeBron are going to make it in there and bump some guys out. So that kind of ruins that top 50. But no, it doesn't. That was the top 50 players voted for the first 50 years. Now, I'm thinking that's never going to change. That's always for the first 50 years, that's the top 50 guys. Now, they might, for the 75th, do a 75-year thing and have 75 guys on it. Maybe they do. Or maybe they do another top 50 and some of the guys get knocked off, but it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, that's still the first 50 years, the top 50 guys. And then you can try to rank them yourself, like, who do you think is the top guy, and rank them from there. What guys that aren't on there that have played since then get added onto it. That's fine, but it doesn't hurt the value, in my opinion, of that first 50 signatures. Would you agree with that or disagree, Bill?
Oh, yeah. No, what you've got there is a moment in time from 1998, and those things don't change.
Right, yeah.
I think most people would agree with you also, Tom. I think most regular people would agree with you.
Well, and I think that it would be a good idea to do a top 75 in the 75th anniversary and a top 100. You know, keep doing it. It's a cool idea. I'd like to see a top, 100 or 100. I guess it would be about 150. I don't know how long has baseball been around. But, you know, I think it's a good idea to do that, actually. And it makes for interesting conversation, too, even when that came out, some of the guys that were in the last five, should they have been in there? This guy could have been in there. It makes for good discussion and interest in the sport. Jeff,
well, there was discussion, I know, about when they did that, about including Maravich in that, because their initial thought was to do it of the 50 most greatest living legends.
Yes.
And Maravich was the only one who did not sign this big list, though, because he was the only one who was deceased at the time.
Right.
If they did the 75th one, how many of those guys are not going to be alive?
Because, right.
Well, you're going to have 30 of them that won't be alive or more.
Right. They wouldn't even really have to do a litho, I suppose. Or they could still do a litho, but just to name the guys. And, like, for me, I don't have the litho. I know that litho has gone way up. I don't know if you've run one in an auction recently.
Yeah, we've had one. It's got about $30,000.
Yeah, that's what I think they originally came out at around $12,000, because I remember considering at the time, that would be a good thing to try to pick up, but it was too much money for me at the time. But I wish I had done it, actually. It would have been.
There have been people who have made knockoffs of that, where they've gotten, like, sort of 50 cards that were.
Yeah.
The tops, and then they would make and put them around their own little conglomeration thing and do that, but those have never achieved the
anywhere near that,
or even the original thing that they issued.
That's what I have cards signed, and I have a 16x20 with Russell and Chamberlain double sign on it in a frame. And I like doing it. It's neat to have it, but it's nowhere near the value of that lithograph. That's where the big money is.
So the 50th, you're just missing what is the Maravich?
Yeah, a few months ago, I had a chance. I had to make a choice money-wise. I was either going to pick up Maravich and get my 50th guy, or I also collect NBA players in the Hall of Fame. And I saw Maurice Stokes was available, and he's such a tough signature.
That's rare.
Similarly priced to a cut from Maravich, and I went for the Stokes just to get it because I don't see those. You see Maravich sign checks a lot. You can pick one of those up pretty much any time if you have the money.
Right, right.
Jeff from Makena's on the line. Thanks for waiting, Jeff. What do you have?
Good morning, guys. I was a card collector as a kid. I've got a signed rookie card from Frank Thomas. Got it over at Grand Slam USA in Glenwood, Illinois. And
which brand is it? Is it the Leaf card or the Tops? Or
I think it's the Tops. I have it in storage because I don't keep those out anymore. I want to say it's the one that maybe says number one draft pick on it, the Tops.
Shows him in his Auburn uniform. Yeah, that would probably be the Tops, I would think.
Yeah.
I would think the signed version in that in good shape, if you had it in a Beckett graded holder and authenticated the autograph, it'd probably be $150 to $200, something like that. That's a good item. Signed rookie cards have really gotten hot over the last few years. A lot of guys will like to pick up lower grade of the vintage Hall of Famers, like a low grade Hank Aaron rookie, and get that signed, and then you get it authenticated in a holder, and it's actually a good collectible. 15 years ago, a lot of people didn't want any vintage cards to get signed. They thought it defaced the card. Have you noticed a change in the attitude on that the last few years also, Bill?
Oh, yeah, and Tom, you mentioned it absolutely perfectly in the fact that people are into getting the lesser-grade cards,
right.
Not so much beat-up cards, but a mid-grade card signed, which becomes a far more attractive item than, say, if you were to deface, for lack of a better word, a near-mint card of Aaron or something.
Right, correct. Yeah, where the high-grade one's probably not such a good idea, but low to mid-grade, it really adds to it as far as, and I think most of the hobby is looking at that way also. Travis from Crown Point's on the line. What do you have there, Travis?
I have a game-used pair of cleats from Derek Jeter from the 2010 season that are both autographed.
Wow. Game-used. Now, how do you have the authentication that we know that they're...
It's through Steiner.
Steiner authenticated game-used cleats. What do you think of those, Bill?
I'm thinking 1,000-plus at least. From what year again, Bill?
2010.
I don't know what you paid for them. I know Steiner, when they get those things, their prices are not bashful at all, but they pay a lot of money to get those things. They're one of the biggest sources of Derek Jeter's items that are available in the country.
I would think with him announcing his retirement, there might be a little bit of a bubble going up on some of his stuff also. This is his last year. I would imagine a lot of people be looking for Jeter stuff. So very neat, Travis.
Thanks.
That would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, keep them in mind. All right, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. There's a short break. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. We'll be right back.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It could be sports, pop culture, political, whatever. We had a call earlier in the show about some 1956 World Series items, and Vince found a couple interesting things on eBay that had ended.
Yeah, I put in 1956 World Series Game 5, and there's an amazing amount of stuff, real high-end stuff here, $700 plus for a ticket stub that's certified, almost $800 for another one. So
yeah,
it's,
very nice.
A lot of action on this 1956 World Series.
That's a good lot. So give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you'll get in a drawing for a box of 2013 Panini Prism Perennial Draft Picks Baseball.
We should give that away every week, at least for a while now. I want to hear you say it, you know.
If anybody can come on and say that three times real fast, you automatically win, okay?
Right.
Okay, Mike from Lake Geneva's on the line. Tell us what you have, Mike.
How you doing? I was calling for my son. He has an authentic Pittsburgh Steelers game helmet, and it's signed by the four original members of the Steel Curtain, and the autographs are authenticated.
Well, that's cool. It's a full-size helmet, did you say?
Yes, it's not a replica. It's an authentic full-size helmet.
I have a Steelers, the four guys on a photo at T-Crown for $100, I would think a helmet would be much more than that. I'm thinking probably in the $300 range for the helmet. Are you in on that, Bill?
Yeah, at least $300, if not more, depending on, you know, just the strength of the signatures, how clear they are, how displayable the item is. And
very cool item. A lot of Steeler fans, too, in those 70s Steeler teams. Their defenses were so good. Those were fun teams to watch back in the old days. David from Harrisonburg, Virginia is on the line. David, you're listening to us on the internet, I take it.
No, actually on the radio.
You can hear it in Virginia, or are you in your car in the Chicago area?
No, I'm in Virginia, and I heard it on the radio, on my car radio.
Wow, I knew we hit quite a few states on Sunday mornings. You know, there's not as much interference from other stations. Virginia's about as far away as I've heard. Well, great, keep listening, David, and tell us what you have.
I have an autographed baseball, the 1971 world champion Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh.
The entire team signed it with Stargell and Clemente and everybody.
That's awesome. That's We were just that was another thing we were talking about at T-Crown this weekend, how Roberto Clemente did everything a baseball player could possibly do in that World Series. Running, throwing, catching, hitting with power, all five tools. And he was probably, 37 years old at the time. That's a great ball. If you're on Twitter, if you could send me a picture of that ball, I'd like to see the quality of it. But, Bill, based dependent on the quality, what do you think of the value of that item?
Oh, those will get $1,500, $2,500 plus.
Yeah. How nice is the Clemente on there, David?
They're all good. The ball's never been tampered with. I got it in 1971, and I put it away. I put it in a case and put it away, and all the names are good, and the ball's in really nice shape.
I'll tell you, not only was Clemente one of the more fun players in history to watch play, he's got a great signature, too. I really like his signature. Yeah, that's a neat item, David. Unfortunately, we can't put you in the dry, and I don't think ERC can deliver almost anywhere, but I don't think they deliver to Harrisonburg, Virginia.
I'm putting him in. If he wins, I'll get it to him.
Okay.
I will.
What's that, David?
I was just listening.
Oh, okay.
I tell you what, Tom. Next week, Huggins and Scott is going to be doing a show in Charlotte, North Carolina, so if David actually were to win, we could probably drop his box off to him on our way to Charlotte next week.
Well, maybe you can give him a prize then. I'll tell you what, David, if you see Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auction, he'll give you a pen or something. He'll give you a Huggins and Scott. Or he'll give you a deal on a consignment or something. So look him up. Look up Bill Huggins at that show.
I'll do that.
Thanks for the call, David. Okay, next on the line, back in the Chicago area, we have Bill from Oswego on the line. What do you have there, Bill?
I have a Super Bowl 23 football signed by Jerry Rice.
A Super Bowl 23 game used football?
No, it's not game used. It is an authentic NFL football, but I believe it's just, it was made by Wilson to look like the footballs that they used in Super Bowl 23.
Okay, I'm thinking 300 to 400. You with me on that, Bill?
Yeah, that's probably the right range. I mean, I know that they do sell a lot of times the actual football that they would have used in the games or those things shortly after the game, so people can pick those up and get them signed.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. The ball itself was given to me by a relative, and then I took it up to the Northbrook area. Jerry Rice was up there about 5 or 6 years ago for a signing, so I took it up there.
Oh, so you actually saw him sign it. That makes it all the better.
Yeah, and I got the Jerry Rice authenticity with it. He puts a sticker on there.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, when Jerry Rice, a lot of those players now, they have their own little stickers, their own little authenticators that travel around with them and do that.
Yeah. Okay, very nice. Some more items that ended in the Huggins and Scott auction, February auction this week. It ended February 13th. But while I think of it, Bill, when's your next auction, and what's the deadline for consignments for your next auction?
Well, I don't know. I heard the commercial about a thing, and I thought they said March 3rd is when it begins. It's March 31st.
March 31st.
April 10th. I don't know if they got a misprint on the thing or I heard it wrong, but our deadline is about the first week of March. About the March 7th or 8th or 9th is our deadline for getting items to us, so we've got about another three and a half weeks.
So people can still get items into that would be considered, I guess, the April auction then.
Yes.
If you have something, you can go to HugginsandScott.com. You actually check out their site and see what their auction site is like. They also have an auction catalog. But give them a call at 866-462-2273. But here we were talking last week about that Ronald Reagan autographed frame display where it showed him pitching in his 1952 portrayal of Pete Alexander. That went for over $2,000. That was a neat item. I like stuff like that.
Yeah,
Pete Alexander, was he the one with the one arm?
No, thinking of Pete Gray.
Okay,
Pete Gray,
gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. What were we going to say?
We and the gentleman who gave us that item there also had that same photo that he, I guess, had a cut signature framed with it. In a future auction coming up, I don't know if it's April or it may be in for our national auction in August, he has that photo signed by Ronald Reagan.
Oh, actually, on the photo, huh?
On the photo, yeah.
Oh, now how much? Well, do you think that doubles it or not that much?
It's got to be more. I don't know how much more. I guess we'll find out when we sell it.
That's right. That's what's fun about auctions. Also, I'm always a sucker for Marilyn Monroe stuff. You had a Marilyn Monroe signed check in a framed display. That went for over $3,000, including the buyer's premium. That did really well.
That's about what those get.
Yeah, Huggins & Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. You can check it out. And don't forget, you can still consign for their April auction. Okay, Al from Tinley Park is on the line. Thanks for calling, Al. What do you have?
Good morning. Boy, that's a tough item to follow, Ronald Reagan. Jeez.
Yeah, that is, Al.
I have a book. It's a Who's Who in Golf. Now, it's signed by, there's cut signatures, and what it was, I had a relative that worked in Disney back in the early 70s, and this is from the Walt Disney Open. And there's ticket stubs and all that kind of stuff glued in there. And then what he did was he took the hotel register and cut out their name. So it's a bunch of cuts, probably like 50 in here, that are glued in this Who's Who in Golf book. But the big ones, there's probably a half dozen Nicklaus, and then Sam Snead and Tommy Aaron, Lee Trevino, Hal Irwin, Chi-Chi Rodriguez are probably the most well-known names in there.
Boy, I'd like to see a picture of it because it sounds like it doesn't look that great. But I'd like to see a picture of it if you want to send it to TK.
Al, did the guy do a pretty good job as far as putting this together?
Yeah, there's no pictures really in the book. It's like just a small book with paragraphs about each player, and then each signature was just cut right out and just glued right on the pages. And, if you wanted to piece it out, you could probably do that. But the signatures look absolutely fantastic. I mean, I can take a picture.
I tell you, Al, we do very, very well in our auctions with those multi-signed cut books, whether it's the old autograph books that the kids carried around with them and all that. I have quite a number of actually the card companies, the Topps, Panini, all these other companies. They did a lot of money in our auctions for these multi-signed items with cut signatures because guess what? They end up in their product over the years.
Yeah, where they build a card around the cut signature. Yep. It makes for great cards in the packs, actually. It's a great...
And they're looking, the card companies are looking all the time for great sources to get these items, and they love our auctions because it gives them a base as to where they got this thing from at any point if they're ever confronted by somebody to...
Sure.
As to where did this item in this product in this year got, where was it purchased from? Well, we bought it in the 2014 Huggins & Scott auction. Here's the letter. And
so
the
what do you
story,
what do you yeah. think something like this would, you know, it's obviously well, if you're going
to
use it for something like that.
As far as, believe it or not, there's probably some guys in there who are dead, which may have value over some more of the living guys.
Sure.
In which case, if I saw that, you know, if you're interested in discussing this further, Al, give me a call at the office during the week. I'd be happy to work with you on possibly turning this thing into some really good money.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I appreciate it because, you know, I do like the book, but it's one of those things where books are just so hard to display, you know?
Yeah, they are.
And if I could trade it into something
else. You can take the money and just frame it and put it up in a nice big display.
Well, I have no problem rolling it into a better quality autograph, that's for sure.
Al, did you say there's 6 Nicklaus signatures in there?
Just from looking at it real quick, I counted at least 4.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's nice.
I mean, I know those go, even if you were to cut them up and piece them out, probably for at least, what, $150 a piece, I think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
especially,
nice.
Especially, now you're talking about something that was signed in 1971, right?
Yes, yeah, that's the ticket stub is dated November.
Whole different animal than a 2014 Jack Nicklaus signature.
Yeah, no, these are all, and they look like they were signed yesterday.
Wow.
Very good.
Yeah, if you got my number, give me a call, or hold on, Adam can give you our number, or go to our website and get our number. I'd be happy to discuss this further with you.
Yeah, if I could get the number again, I'd appreciate it.
It's 866-462-2273.
Very good. Okay, thanks, Al. Next on the line, we have Nick from Lake in the Hills. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a game-used football from Mike Singletary's last home game. And it's signed by him and signed by Walter Pate.
Wow. Now, how did you get a game-used ball from that game, Nick?
You know what? I won a radio contest, and there were 10 kids that got to go out onto the field during the halftime and kick a field goal.
I love radio contests.
But, you know, we held up a sign. We gave a rose to his wife, and
they gave us all one of the footballs that was used in the game and a jersey, and I got it signed by him then, and then I got Walter Payton's a few years later.
Wow, you want to give an estimate on that item, Bill?
Well, it's signed by who again?
Payton and Singletary, game used from Singletary's last home game.
Oof, wow. Don't have anything to compare that to. I'd have to say it's a minimum of $1,000.
Wow.
You know,
okay.
If not more, especially with the documentation that you have that goes with it as far as how it was obtained. That's probably as valuable as the item, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's very cool. So that's a good auction item if you ever want to do it, Nick.
Sounds great. I appreciate it.
Okay, next on the line we have Tony from Joliet. Thanks for calling, Tony. What do you have?
How you doing, guys? I have an official Major League Baseball signed by Derek Jeter. I know it's not that rare. And also I have a bat, game-used bat, that was used by Stan Musial. Not sure if it was a game or batting practice. Unfortunately, it's broke completely in half, but it's got plenty of pine tar. It's even got the marks where he hit his spikes a couple times on the barrel. My grandfather acquired this from Bat Boy when people really didn't want these things. You know what I mean? I was just wondering what something like that would be.
What year do you think on the Musial?
You know, I'm not. I want to say late 40s, early 50s.
Okay, the Jeter ball, Vince. Maybe you can find one on eBay. I'm thinking around $300. Now, a knocked in half Musial game used or batting practice. That's a tough estimate. What do you think, Bill?
Do you have both pieces of it?
Yes, I do.
That's good.
Yeah, and it's separated. It's not put back together or anything.
Oh, it's completely. It's just splintered. You can see where he got jammed one time. Hit right off the handle. Completely splintered.
Boy, I mean, depending on what year it is would determine value. I would hate to, try and mislead you on a value of that. It would certainly be a great item for our auction, and it could. I would think on its worst day it's $500 to $1,000. Just based on the fact that if it is late 40s, early 50s, that's very early in his career.
Now, if it was cracked and not broken in half, but just had a crack.
Thousands.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So still a good item, and you never know, Tony. There's a lot of Musial collectors out there, and a real old game-used bat. They're not around every day, so it'd still be a good auction item. And now we're already at the end of another show. It's time to do the drawing. We're giving away a box of 2013 Panini Prism Perennial Draft Picks Baseball. Thanks to Panini for giving us that box to give away. The winner, well, Vince will do the drawing. He'll pick the winner and tell you what you do.
Okay. The winner is going to be Jason from Twitter.
Jason from Twitter wins.
Yeah.
All right.
So what you got to do is email me. So Jason, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com, and I'll get back to you, and I'll set up a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
I hear Twitter's a great neighborhood. They got good school districts. Good place to raise a family.
Yeah. Thanks, I have Adam. An igloo in Twitter. My Twitter ID is T-Crown Time. You can see you do get in the drawing if we use your item. So during the week, anytime during the week, you can send me T-Crown Tom a picture of an item. If we use it on the show, you're in the drawing. Bill Huggins, Huggins and Scott Auctions, another great show. Vince from ERC Delivery, if you need anything on-demand delivery today, tomorrow, the next day, Vince and ERC Delivery will do it for you. And Adam Abdallah, another great show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Spring is here. Spring training is starting. Next thing you know, there'll be baseball games. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be on 7 to 8 next week again.